of adults. You have yay-sayers and people who may find a job and make a lot of money. And as that is, of course, the goal of the system, what can you say? Yeah. Okay. Everybody's blessing.
Yeah, it's all very true. And I can relate with to all of what you're saying about the students and the importance of finding a mission, a reason behind what they're doing. Of course, grades are important. And I think your personal opinion is interesting because we teach classes that have to do with creating work, that it's important to know why, right? So that you're not in the film industry or in the television industry because you want to be famous. Or rich, right? Only. I mean, you can become famous and you can become rich, but the, yes. the purpose has to be a lot bigger than that. To then at the end, right, of our careers or somewhere in there say, oh, this is equivalent to success because look at what we did with this content. Ula, what advice do you have for new filmmakers other than what we just talked about? But how about people who want to follow in your footsteps, you know, feminist filmmaker, award winning, but it's hard to do what you do, to do what you have done is difficult. So what advice do you have so that people keep going and maybe follow in your footsteps in the future?
Yeah, well, you see, I think today, things have not become easier in general, but you do not have to invest so much in equipment nowadays. Meaning, if you do not want to become right away a big shot in the film industry, then you can start with your iPhone today. If you have an opinion or if you have something you want to say, and you can build up a community around you, you can find allies much easier, because in my time we did not have internet, we did not have the social medias, and you know what have we been doing with the social medias until now. We can make so much better use of it. But we have also to look up for allies. And you know, I am a big admirer of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, because she did so much for women as an advocate. And she was one of very few female students as a lawyer. Yeah, when she studied law. Mm-hmm. And she could do so much. And when she was one of the best to leave the university, she could not even get a job, first of all, because the law, what is it? Well, the firms did not hire women.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah? Ula, and because you bring this up, you don't have to answer me if you don't want, but I told you I was going to ask you some questions about your personal life, right? So she didn't get a job right away. You know, you went through challenges, but you did clarify not all men are the same. And we use the beep word there, which, you know, they're not the same. And we know this. But tell me about, were you able, did you have a partner? How did your personal life go? Because were you judged, right? No, well, she's a feminist filmmaker, so she must think everybody is the same. Or how does that work for a strong woman who is successful in the film industry at that time or even now, right? So personally.
Well, personally, you know, I was never married. I have never had children. I had, of course, lovers, yeah, but the lovers were always also mentors, because I could not be with someone who did not, support me as the person I am.
Mm-hmm. The intellectual
person I am, yep. Yeah, and I think it's become, because I'm old now, also much more difficult to find people thinking in my way, as it was at the time.
So the intellectual part was mostly the alignment that you found was mostly because the intellect in those mentors was what brought you to them. And they probably didn't, the judging wasn't all there, but from the outsider looking in, right? Did you find that you had issues with people saying, you know, you're a feminist and, you know, you're a strong woman? And was that ever, do you think that was an issue, or maybe you didn't notice because you didn't care? I'm just interested in that as a woman.
Yeah. Of course I did. And that was, well, for instance, in the 80s, I think, I had a project where I had already built up a co-production with France and with a German television station. And that was really, we had done everything. Only I had not yet agreed to let go of a scene in my script. And that scene was very, very important to me, because it was, if you want, it's the acceptance of male conditions for so many women who did not agree with that condition, but obeyed to it. And I had created a scene, and I do not know if I can tell it here, because it was a really sexual scene, you know. I let a woman suffocate on the penis of a man, because that was something she really did not want to do, but had to, was asked to do. Well, and of course, at that time, most of the people who supported my work in television also were men. They did not like that scene. Because then the question was, well, Ulla, what do you dislike at that way of having sex? I was in front of 8 men to respond to that question, and you know.
Oh, my Lord. Incredible. Yeah. And it was you writing something in a professional at a professional level, and with 8 men questioning the scene, and then they said, no, you can't use this, or they, how did that happen? Okay.
Yeah. And the French, they loved it. Yeah, say, because, well, it also tapped on the question, what do women learn as very young to do in order, well, sexual, to do in order to get recompensed by clothing or by jewelry or by a new fridge, or, you know, because that does not stop in marriage. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do not sleep with my old man as long as I do not have that new fridge.
And all of those were conversations that you were having in a conference room, and wow. And no other woman was there
Oh, no. And the man wanted me to let that, I have to tell you, I needed 20 years to know the answer to the fact why, what is so horrible. And then, of course, it was much too late because the film never got made, and that was one of the projects I never did. But my answer at the time should have been, well, nothing if it's not one of yours, you know?
Absolutely. And I think that I'm going to provide a suggestion that you, anything that hasn't been done can still be done. So I'm just saying that sounds like still a very important subject. And all of this has been such an eye-opening conversation. We may get students and potential students or faculty listening to this because of your international appeal. Is there anything you want to say in German or any of the other languages to let people know that we are open to international students here as well, Ulla?
Yes, of course, we are open to international students. Wir willkommen heißen auch alle anderen Studenten aus anderen Ländern. And I think I did now a a horrible grammar, but I translated myself literally.
Well, that was on the spot, and I really appreciate this interview and your time, and I hope we can continue talking soon because you have so many interesting and very impactful stories. Thank you very much, Ula.
Well, thank you, Katie, and I have enjoyed that conversation also very much because, well, as you could see from the last example, sexuality has always been very important.
Absolutely. And we appreciate you and hope to keep talking to you till next time. To our audience, this has been Behind the Soundbite from the Nicholson School of Communication and Media at the University of Central Florida. Thanks again.
Thank you, Katie. Thank you. And feel good.